You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 89. Are you overplanning your new year?
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, escape artists. Haole makahiki ho. Happy New Year and a big e komomai. Welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 89. Are you overplanning your new year? Now, this is the first podcast of 2017. Mahalo for joining me here on the interwebs, but I would really love to meet you in person to kick off your new year for your business by treating you to a VIP day luxury intensive experience. This is where we spend the entire day together in a really high vibe environment and take care of the most important parts of your business so you can get the income and lifestyle you desire in 2017. Remember, VIP day intensives now come with a two-night stay at a luxury resort and a full access pass to Club Alihi group coaching and mastermind. So I hope to meet you live in person in Hawaii in just a few weeks. And I've also added all the suggested locations through June 2017 on the VIP day information page. You can even suggest a location for us to meet up, but the ones listed there are the places that I'm planning on so far. I'll link all this info in the show notes so you don't have to worry. And I understand if a full day of coaching, the Club Alihi group program, and a trip to Hawaii is a little too much to commit for you right now, so I'm also offering Skype mini intensives. Now, these are from the comfort of your own home, and you know, just think about what are you struggling with most in your business right now, and just imagine what your new year would be like if we could clear this all up in about 2 hours for you. All the information, again, of what I've mentioned here can be found at ericaduran.co/89. Last week, we talked about upgrading your resolutions to the concept of having higher standards for yourself instead. I hope that shifted how you thought about your goals and resolutions for the year. I think the concept of higher standards feels more like self-care and luxury than a big daunting goal. I also wanted to share something else that might help you stick to your goals better than resolutions this year. Now, this practice might seem a little negative at first, but that really wasn't my intention. So I just want you to grab a journal or a fresh document on your computer and list out all the things that you are no longer available for in 2017. Remember, you get what you're available for. So read this list that you create each morning to make you stronger throughout the day. I did this list last night and it's about 3 pages now. I would love to hear if last week when we spoke about higher standards helped you reframe your goals. And I would also love to hear what you are no longer available for in 2017. Now, there's a space for us to hang out in your comments at the show notes page at ericaduran.co/89, or I'd be happy to connect with you in our private Facebook group. But this week, I wanted to talk about overplanning. I wrote an article about this New Year's Eve last year, but then I reshared it again this week, and it received a lot of comments and likes and shares. And I thought, you know, I never did a podcast on this topic last year, so I thought it'd be a great way to kick off this first podcast of the year. And this, all this and more, after we hear a quick word from our sponsors. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? To get started, you can apply for my complimentary Aloha strategy session. Aloha, I'm Erica Duran, a freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer and high-level business coach and mentor. This complimentary Aloha strategy session is right for you if you're tired of piecing together all that free stuff online and you're ready to implement your own systems and unique way of living and working. you desire to work productively from anywhere in the world and achieve that laptop lifestyle, but you don't want to spend all your time chained to your desk. And you are so done being baffled by technology. You want to earn at least $5,000 to $20,000 per month consistently in your consulting, coaching, training, or other entrepreneurial venture. You see other people charging premium prices for their programs and services, and you just can't seem to crack that code. You desire a high-level coach to peel back the curtain and share all her secrets. Does any of this sound like you? If so, I'd love to invite you to take advantage of this limited time offer today and apply for your complimentary Aloha Strategy session with me by going to ericaduran.co/aloha. A lifestyle of freedom and luxury is waiting for you, so let's not waste any time. Never settle. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. This is probably a little bit unexpected from a productivity expert and business coach, but I've been seeing a whole lot of overplanning going on in the entrepreneurial world. I really do love the act of planning and strategizing, and you can peruse the past 3 years on my blog and see a ton of articles on how to plan and organize your time. Planning and strategizing is vital to your success. But what I see is people are using it as an excuse to not actually do anything. Overplanning is a great way to stay broke. You will only know if an idea, program, sales technique, target market, offer, routine, anything like that, you will only know if it will work if you get out of the planning and strategizing mode and take action. I prefer inspired action and purpose rather than just doing work for work's sake. Now, more on that later. I'll admit it, in the past years, I kept myself really busy with planning out the entire year in late December and January. I would buy an overabundance of office supplies, grab a venti Starbucks coffee, and lock myself in my office the entire New Year's Day, just planning away with the Rose Parade on in the background. But a few things happened that changed this yearly ritual. One, I started traveling full-time and there's literally no room in the suitcase for all those office supplies. I still use a paper-based day planner at times to plan and make notes, but now many of the features of the paper planner don't really make sense with my calendar and booking system. It is automated for the convenience of my clients to book their own time with me that works best for them. And I am really horrible at converting time zones, so I really need some automated support here. The second thing I observed and figured out is that things just change way too fast in a modern entrepreneur's life. When I had a corporate job, it was easy to map out vacations and foresee big events. Maybe if you plan to stay the entire year in one place, yearly planning is still true for you. But I know I have a lot of people reading this that want to either travel more or be location independent. These days, I literally have no idea where I'll be next month. I don't know who I'll meet. I don't know what hotel will invite me to host the podcast at their property. I don't know what town I'll be for a doctor visit or vet appointment or dentist or any self-care appointments. Plus, if I planned 2016 the same way I planned all the previous years, I would have locked myself into less lucrative projects and I would have left so much money on the table. Planning the entire year out at this point seems constrictive to me and would just be a waste of time on this beautiful day. I would feel like I was setting myself up for slow, mediocre growth instead of having the space for unlimited abundance. I still, of course, have an overall vision for how I want my lifestyle and business to be designed. I still map out projects, launch sequences, and break down my goals. But the whole yearly planning on New Year's Day ritual had to stop. Since things happened so fast with the online business and location independence, I mostly will just treat January as a regular monthly planning session with a few more housekeeping-like tasks. So here's what I'm doing this year to plan and get ready for the new year. So there's always basic housekeeping. So the first thing I do is go through all my belongings and declutter what I'm no longer using or what I no longer like. Then the second thing is I opt out of emails that don't serve me anymore, don't inspire me, or if they're spam or if they evoke some feeling of competition or comparison. The next thing I do is I clear out electronic clutter from my iCloud, Dropbox, and my laptop's hard drive. Then I clear out and archive all prospects in my CRM, which is my client management system, that didn't sign up in 2016. You know, it just wasn't meant to be. And the fifth thing I do is scan last year's planner, the monthly tabs only, if I used a paper planner at all, and transfer any handwritten notes in there to my laptop or the appropriate app that they should be in. So sometimes there's random sticky notes or pieces of paper, and you just have to get those things into a system, even if you have to email them to yourself or put them in Asana, some sort of system. Number six, I deleted apps on my iPhone and iPad and my laptop that I no longer use. I donate any actual books that are not supporting the person I want to become or that assume that I am somehow broken or need to be fixed. And then I clear out all my browser bookmarks that I'm no longer using and other electronic trash. And so those are the basic housekeeping things that happen. I've been trying to do those tasks I just list on a monthly basis so the new year process doesn't take so long, and it's been working out really well. So this year, it took me no time at all to clear out my emails and my Dropbox because I had been doing it once a month instead of once a year. And then after doing all these more yearly housekeeping type of things, I just do the monthly planning as usual. So here's what that kind of looks like. So I would review last month's progress on any projects and decide if they should be completed, reorganized, or abandoned. And then each month I reconfirm, reschedule, or cancel any appointments or speaking engagements, because sometimes you'll say yes to something, but then your life or your business shifts or your marketing shifts, and it's no longer a fit for you to show up at some of these events or be a guest on a show or a video summit. So don't just keep the appointment because you think you should, or keep it out of guilt. If it's no longer a right fit for you, just be honest and get that off your calendar. Then I check in with what I desire for the next 30 days. This is where you figure out what you desire first and then work to get it through the inspired action I mentioned earlier. Trust me, your work will no longer be a struggle. It will seem to just come through you. Now, there might be challenges along the way, but you won't feel that struggle, stress, and overwhelm that you might have felt in the past. So just get really clear on all the desires for just the next 30 days so it's not too overwhelming. Then the fourth thing I do is then with all those desires inventoried, I fill out my freedom budget. And this is the ideal lifestyle portion of it, to be more specific, because in the freedom budget, one side is your survival must pay. And then the other column is all the things that you would need to pay in your ideal lifestyle. So after I inventory all my desires for just the next 30 days, then I fill out the freedom budget. And this is, again, every month. This is not a yearly planning segment here. And then the next thing I do is now knowing how much money I need to bring in to have my ideal lifestyle, I then choose which program or service to focus on selling for the next month. I figure out how many I need to sell to get my ideal lifestyle. And I don't Let me explain. I don't turn away other business or clients that are a fit for me, but this focuses me and my marketing on one thing per month. So trying to explain this to a client the other day as well. And I figured out that she was mixing up in her head and in her planning. She was mixing up marketing versus sales conversations and what you would suggest in a sales conversation. So let's just say I'm wanting to promote VIP days more right now because I'm on my way to Hawaii and I want to fill those spots. So I want to, in my marketing, I'm focused on selling VIP days. But when I get on a sales conversation with someone, that goes all out the window. All my marketing plans and strategies go out the window, and I focus on what that client needs and then match them up to the program that fits for them. So I just want that to be super clear because my client had a little trouble understanding this at first. And then when I explained it that way, she totally got it. So your marketing is different strategy than your sales conversation strategy. Your sales conversation is always what's in the best program for your client for where they're at. Just to be clear on that. Okay, the next thing, number six, I decide where I'd like to go and contact resorts in that area. Then the seventh thing, I create a 30-day marketing plan to achieve both hotel sponsorships and bring in the desired amount of money that I needed in my freedom budget. And number eight, I revisit social media and website profiles to make sure they are current. Yes, things do change fast, so I had to add this reminder to update them each and every month. So I have, you know, just to take a quick look at all your bios and profiles every single month. Maybe you could do it once a quarter, but things were just happening a little too fast and I felt like they were getting a little dusty. So the next biggest step here is now step away from the planning and get to work. That's the big step here. Step away from the planning and get to work. Then I just wanted to share with you a little bit of weekly planning just so you see how this all fits in together. So a week is a perfect span of time to check in and reevaluate or readjust. If something isn't really going right for you, you can nip it in the bud before too much time has passed and you miss your goals. A month is a little too long of a span of time to go in the wrong direction. A week also has enough time and space to see the big picture and be proactive. Day-by-day planning is necessary, but it is way more reactive than you being in control and creating your life. When looking at an entire week, you also have enough space to plan business and leisure or fun activities. So each Sunday night, check in and adjust the plan as needed. Now, Sunday night works a lot for Friday night works a lot for corporate people that still have a corporate job, and Sunday night, Monday morning seem to be the favorite of entrepreneurs. So map out your to-do list on your calendar and show up for the appointments you make with yourself. The most important appointments are the ones you make with yourself, so show up for them. And I hope this helps you to stop over-planning this new year and get out there and enjoy it. And if you've been feeling guilty because you haven't spent your time making elaborate plans yet, well, you can just relax into the new year a little easier. I know your entire life and business can change so much in a short time when you start planning this way. I've seen my own life transformed and the lives of many of my clients. And I would love to help you personally navigate your own lifestyle design and inspired business plan so you can request your complimentary Aloha Strategy session with me today. Pauhana Escape Artist, work is done on this episode. Don't forget to let me know what you are no longer available for this year. And I hope that you are doing just the right amount of planning for 2017. Not over planning, yet having a simple plan that is repeatable. Consistency is often more important than intensity. Thinking this way takes a ton of pressure off. So let me repeat this. Consistency is often more important than intensity. Not working harder, but in a steady, consistent way. I would love to support you in the new year in creating the income you desire and your freedom-based business so you can live that lifestyle you have on your vision board. I'm hosting in-person intensives in Hawaii in just a few weeks, and the Skype mini intensives are already in full swing. A great way to kick off your new year with so much clarity and structure so that you stay motivated and don't fall off that resolution wagon. All the links and resources mentioned in this episode will be at ericaduran.co/89. Hau'ole makahiki ho, happy new year, and a hui ho until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.